Your victory is secured by knowing your place, position, and possession bought for you at Calvary's cross. Once again, here's Paula and Pastor Larry Huck with more on the seven places Jesus shed his blood.
You better get up and call the toll-free number. Seven places Jesus shed his blood. If you want dominion, you want authority, you want to break the spirit of poverty, sickness, disease, generational curse, and what God really did for you on Calvary, my CDs and teaching, along with Dr. Larry Huck's five CDs, in-depth teaching with the book that goes in detail about the seven places that Jesus shed his blood to give you victory, which means you're a conqueror, you're an overcomer in all things. Go to the website, write the P.O. box, or call the toll-free number for your ministry gift of $35 or more. Now, I'm going to give these quickly because we've got to get through them, and really people need the product. That's the bottom line.
You can't get it. You just can't get it in one sitting, because when you begin, Paula, it's the truth that'll come and set you free.
Right.
The truth you understand. They've got to get the products.
And when we look and we give this bookmark too, Jesus, number four is Jesus' hands were pierced by the nails to restore total dominion to the works of your hands. Fifth place, Jesus' feet were nailed to the cross to restore total dominion in your walk. Number six, the spear was thrust through Jesus' side, showing that he died from a broken heart to heal my broken
Absolutely.
Heart. And we're going to go there. And number seven, Jesus bled on the inside when he was bruised to break every iniquity, which is those repeated sins of your forefathers. It's really learned behavior. When we really begin to understand that when Jesus Christ paid the price, the first thing that happened after he said it is finished is the veil was rent from top to bottom, signifying that no man could do that. But the price that was paid was there's now no separation. So that we have direct access in the Holy of Holies. We understand, according to Hebrews, that Jesus is our high priest.
Absolutely.
And he's the first of many brethren, which means I now come into a priestly anointing. So I now can
say that again, because they don't get it.
I now come into a priestly anointing.
Jesus is not the only begotten Son of God. He is not. I'm a son of God.
He's the first fruit.
He's the first fruit. He's the firstborn of many. Jesus is not the only begotten Son of God. He is not. I'm a son of God.
The
Bible says we're to come boldly before
the throne
of God. And I can come boldly, not double-minded. I can come boldly because he's not only forgiven me of my sin, but he's healed my broken heart. He's healed the pain of my sin. So the blood of Jesus, that curtain was ripped open, you said, and I can come boldly before the... Jesus said, don't pray to me.
Mm-hmm.
I'll not go to the Father for you. You go to the Father because that curtain is open and my blood has atoned for you. Go on in. The water's fine. Jesus said, don't pray to me. Jesus said, don't pray to me. We've never missed our tithe. I have never missed a tithe, never made a pledge and didn't pay it, always gave, but never saw prosperity until I learned the third place that Jesus shed his blood, to break the curse of poverty.
And I want to hit that because poverty is a curse.
Absolutely.
You know, and people have to understand this so much more.
The same thing with prosperity. The word redeem means to be brought back. In the Garden of Eden, there was no poverty, there was no hunger, there was no need of food stamps, there was no debt. It was a land that flowed with milk and honey. When Adam and Eve disobeyed, they were thrown, and by the way, the word Eden, all of Eden was not a garden.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says the garden was the east part of Eden. The word Eden means a place of voluptuous living.
Right.
God wants his children living voluptuously. I got no problem with a basketball player driving a Rolls Royce. I got no problem with a baseball player flying in an airplane. We expect that. Why can't a child of God have that?
Come on.
Those thorns are a symbol of debt in Hebrew, of debt.
Right.
Poverty and lack.
Come on,
and
teach.
So here they come with Jesus.
Teach.
They see the symbol of debt, poverty, and lack. In mocking Jesus, they build a crown out of these thorn bushes. They take that crown and press it into the brow of Jesus. Now, God said to Adam, by the sweat of your brow.
Come on, teach.
No matter how hard you work, no matter how hard you sweat, you're never going to get ahead because I'm not Jehovah Jireh anymore. But here comes Jesus, and they take that curse of poverty and lack, press it into the brow of Jesus. We're cursed by the sweat of Adam's brow. Those thorns pierced the brow of our Savior, and the curse of poverty has been broken, and we're reconnected to Jehovah, our Jireh, our provider, by the blood of Jesus Christ.
See, now this is so vital here, Pastor Lee. I can go forever, and we're going to have to take a break and come right back. But that's why it says, he became poor that you might become rich.
Come on.
Now...